giving up
every morning.
This is Kix Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
You're doing fine. You can handle this.
Pull yourself together. You can handle this.
Oh, you think you can handle this, huh?
I'm okay. I can handle this. Can you?
So you think you can handle this?
Think you can handle that?
Yes, sir.
We both think you can handle this.
You fellas can handle this thing any way that you want.
We're going live. 3, 2, 1.
It's Kix Mornings Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. Good morning and welcome to Friday, February 21st. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, yay. Good morning. How are you?
Meh.
Meh? Why meh?
I'm just disappointed.
Why are you disappointed?
Because it's fun, my side job is, but when they lose, it's not as much fun.
Your side job is? Remind the people.
I'm the PA announcer at Husker Men's Basketball.
You're excited enough about the men's basketball team that you've doubled up on basketball gear. You're
right?
Wearing a vest over a hoodie.
Exactly. I just,
JP is very excited about things that are free.
I bought this myself.
Those are nice.
It's the new, the black, how we shifted over to the cool black
that
they have. They're nice. Those are, the new Husker gear is nice.
It's fun. It's warm and comfortable.
Bought this myself.
Actually, this was a Christmas.
Because I'm a grown up.
The hoodie was a Christmas present. The vest I bought myself.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well,
anyway,
I'm just sad.
Why are you looking? You're wearing a vest over a hoodie.
I know, it's strange, dude. I was sitting here and I was like, does he have a vest over a hoodie?
I usually don't keep it on all
day. So we can wear that hoodie like 4 times in a week and just shift the vest around.
No, I wear
and it rotates.
The vest is warm when it's a little chilly out in the morning.
What'd you do? Just get off the battleship?
Nice Back to the Future reference.
Yeah, for all the people like 35 and
right,
over,
yeah.
They got that. That was
I got
good.
That. Yeah, no, I'm just
all jokes aren't for everyone.
How are you guys?
Good. I did something I've done like twice in my life ever yesterday. I got
skydiving.
A massage.
Oh,
hey. Aren't those awesome? I've only done it like twice too.
Well, it's like every like 5 to 10 years, somebody gives me one as a gift.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
A chair or a full body
don't
or
you,
what?
After you get out of that, aren't you like, why don't, I know they're expensive and that's why, but
right.
Why don't I do this more?
Right.
But
right.
Then you're like, but it's expensive. I forgot.
I was also useless for hours
because
I was like a human noodle.
Yeah. I refused to do them for a long time. I don't know why, because I'm an idiot. And my wife finally is like, Nick, you have to go get a couple's massage with me, which in my head was something I was hoping would be totally different.
Yeah, no, what I thought that's not at all what that
but,
is.
So we get in there, and like 10 minutes into it, she's like, how's it going? And I'm just drooling everywhere, like, this is the best. So, no, those are great.
Although I also learned that I have the rib cage of a giant man.
Why is that?
Hold on, you and JP, let's compare.
Not,
I don't think so.
Not apparently what it... So she comes afterwards, you know, they let you get dressed and everything.
Right.
And I'm trying to become human again.
Yeah.
And she comes back in and she was like, I have never felt a rib cage like yours on a woman. And I was like, how do you mean? And she was like...
You have an extra... Or no, women do have an extra...
No, she was like, your intercostal muscles are so up in your ribs.
Wow.
She was like, it's weird. She was like, normally that's on like a big dude who like is almost like they're too big for their rib cage. I don't know why. She's like, we got to get your rib muscles to relax. That's weird. Do you breathe? And I was like, I hope so. Because I walk around and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not dead.
I know.
You know, I don't have gills or anything.
Breathing and things.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't breathe in through my ears.
So I have the rib muscles of a very large man.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Congratulations on that.
Gosh.
Well, thanks.
So, like on this show, you and JP have the same rib muscles.
Probably,
and I don't.
Nope.
She was like, it's not good or bad. It's just weird.
Just different.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've never felt that on a woman before.
Hey.
Okay. Right?
Too late for out of context, guys.
Never too late for out of context.
Next with the Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Our last part of the show today.
As I was saying it, I was realizing, it's going to be an out of context contest, isn't it?
You can play along with us and win your way to the Ross's Wine and Food Experience with Out of Context contest coming at 7:20 today. It's, of course, Free Fun Friday, so we'll have our Redneck Movie Review. Uncle John will be in. We've got a special guest in UFC's Anthony Smith.
Yeah.
And get it off your chest to see him fight.
You guys were giving away UFC tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Those are freaking $200-some tickets.
Yeah.
And again, because we think it's probably healthier for you to watch other people punch each other than for you to ever punch anyone else. So you can get it off your chest and yell about stuff, and then you can watch other people fight.
Exactly. That's
catharsis.
All coming up, including this.
Check.
Turn it off once I turn it on.
Turn it up.
Kix 96.9.
How about some animal stories?
Let's do it.
We start in Georgetown, Colorado, where they were clearly high when they did this.
Okay.
You who are they? My attention.
The people of Georgetown, Colorado.
All of them?
Yes, because they elected a new mayor, and he's a big boy. He's a big, big boy. They swore in Parker the Snow Dog as the mayor of Georgetown.
I like when these towns do this, like where like you have like a cat that's been mayor for 40 years and stuff like that.
He is officially the mayor of Georgetown, Colorado now. They had Parker arrive swearing in with a tie and glasses and his wagging tail and took a bunch of pictures with him. He's also wearing a cowboy hat and sunglasses in one photo.
I assume this is more of a ceremonial position and they're run by some kind of a town council.
He was voted in. I don't know.
I wish when we elected like our officials here locally, we got to parade them out and dress them however we wanted.
Well,
and take photos
that'd
of
be
them.
Perfect to that. But so,
like, you know, why so not?
You want to be governed by a snow dog?
Yeah.
Move to Georgetown, Colorado, and you'd be fine.
His one and only rule is that dinner's never late.
Right. It's a very important rule. Sometimes, you know, at like the end of the newscast, especially back in the old times, you'd have the clip of the water skiing squirrel.
It's the kicker.
The kicker?
It's called the kicker.
Yeah. Well, you would know because you worked in TV. Well, now there's a problem because in Vancouver, they had the water skiing squirrel at a boating expo, and they decided that they were not going to have the squirrel perform, even though he's an educational life jacket water safety presentation squirrel.
He must have a tiny life jacket.
Oh, it's the most adorable life jacket ever.
They're stating that it breaks the municipal bylaws. It's been different squirrels over the years, and currently it's a squirrel named Twiggy.
Twiggy.
And they're taking away work
from him. I think it's always been a squirrel named Twiggy.
I think they probably name
all the squirrels Twiggy.
Twiggy
1,
Twiggy 2, yes. Twiggy 3. Just kind of in that area. So, poor Twiggy's not working.
Oh, come on.
And finally, we go back to Florida, where kind of like Australia, anything there can kill you. We've got a roundup going on in Australia. As in 92, there was about 1,000 Burmese pythons that escaped into the Florida Everglades.
Wow.
Dear Lord. It was like some kind of a prison break?
Kind of, yeah. And now the Snake population break? Has exploded to 300,000 Burmese Christmas. Pythons.
That's a lot of snake sex going
What
on.
Else do they have to do? They're just
Eat
hanging
things,
out in the jungle.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that these things do.
So they've taken over and decimated native wildlife populations in the Everglades. It's a big issue. So they've created the Python Bowl.
Uh-oh.
With more than 750 people from 20 states taking part in a 10-day competition. The winner, Guardians of the Glades, Mike Python Cowboy Kimmel, was crowned the 2020 Python Bowl champion.
They just murder these things? Is that what they do?
He removed 8 invasive pythons from the wild. So they go
also,
out and
Mike needs
them.
To pick a nickname. You can't be Mike Python Cowboy, whatever. Pick a nickname. You get one.
Can I ask you a question? How effective is this? He won with 8.
There's three. All right.
300,000, and there's only 700 some people.
Eight.
Awesome. You know, like, way to go. We're really putting a dent
in
this.
Okay, so if the winner got 8 total, did those people remove maybe 1,000?
Right.
Of the 300,000?
Guys, let's be real. In about, what was it, like 28 years, they went from 2,000 snakes to 300,000 snakes. These things are canoodling so much, those 8 have already been replaced.
Yes.
Like within 2 hours, there was 8 more of them.
Yep.
While former champion Dusty Wildman Crump was unable to repeat.
See, one nickname. He knows what he's doing. Yeah. Yeah. I trust him.
He did place in second with the heaviest python category.
Oh, God.
He picked up, he got one that weighed 62 pounds.
Dear.
The longest was 12 feet, 7.3 inches long.
Oh, my God.
Man, that's nasty.
That is a big snake.
That's about the size of the snake that bit me in the face.
12 feet?
It went around the pool table. At my neighbor's house. I'm having nightmares right now as I'm awake thinking about it.
So the Python Bowl is a thing, and they really didn't do much for the population of pythons.
No.
Nope.
But they tried, and they picked too many nicknames in the process.
Exactly.
Stay put. Here's what's AP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up with the nitty-gritty from Music City and brand new music from one of your favorites.
You're listening to Kix Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
As we have discussed, Rascal Flatts is ending their 20-year run together in October with a big farewell tour. But as we have also discussed, we have been burned many times by artists who call things their farewell tours.
Their first. Know. Of three old, farewell tours.
No!
JP, these guys are super old, aren't they?
And that's what JP said the other day. They are 44, 48, and 49 years old.
Been around a while.
Respectively.
Ain't country music, that's
Listen,
a long time.
He's just projecting how he feels upon them.
Yeah, right. Because
he's right in that neighborhood.
However, Gary Lavox said that's not the case. Quote, October 30th will be the last time you'll get to see the three of us on stage. That sounds serious, right? Mm. Well, Jay DeMarcus followed that up with, we haven't signed a pact to say we're never going to work together again. But there are no immediate plans to do any more shows.
I love it.
Past
the,
October 30th.
The three guys, those two are family. And so it's like, Gary's like, nah, we're done. And then Jay's like, nah, come on, Gary.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we haven't signed it in blood or right. anything. So.
He's got plenty of time to gamble away his money and need to have more.
So, right. Exactly.
You know, like, yeah. it's there.
So even they can't really decide what they mean by this. But that's okay. We're yeah. still excited to see them.
Right. August 1st, we get mm-hmm. them at CHI Health Center. And tickets on sale today at 10 a.m.
So be ready for that.
Yep.
Eric Church has a ton of new music on the way. For his next project, he recorded an insane 28 songs in 28 days. And everything about how he did it is unique. He rented out a restaurant in rural North Carolina, transforming an Appalachian diner into a makeshift studio. And then he says he followed a simple formula, wake up, write a song, record the song. Quote, we removed all the barriers about what people think of the song. Just let it be the most creative thing for that one day. Chase that as hard as you can and move on. Go on to the next one. For me, it's about as far out there as I've gotten. I couldn't shut it off. For 3 or 4 days, I wasn't even sleeping because I was in the studio all night and getting up in the morning. I couldn't turn it off. It really opened up some great stuff creatively. No word yet on when or how any of that will be released.
There was a rumor floating around that at the end of March, he was going to have a new album out.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be on that timeline.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I don't know. I just,
who
I will
knows
admit,
how much of it,
as a massive Eric Church fan, I'm a little nervous. I'm excited. And give me all 28 songs. I want every piece of it. But like, I just hope one's not like, oh, I'm eating toast. Actually, I'd love that.
Right?
Well, yeah. I would be totally into that. Like, oh, I'm eating toast with a Jack and Coke. I'd be in on that.
It's Tuesday, and I'm having a Coke.
Yeah, with some Jack.
And some Jack. In the same interview, the chief was asked about how painful, that's their quote, it must have been to not yet receive a CMA Entertainer of the Year trophy. He has been nominated 3 times. He says, quote, it was probably painful to for the people around me. To me, it's a trophy. That's what it is. I'm just going to go play the same show. Fair enough.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sam Hunt has also been previewing new music. Here is a taste of an as-yet unreleased song called 2016, which will be on his upcoming album, Southside. It's not like what we've heard from Sam Hunt, most of it.
Pretty good.
When do the bros start going, hey, 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 in the background, and we get like a beat, and then he kind of raps?
I went through the whole song. Never.
Really?
No.
But this is just the acapella, like he's putting it out there. Wait till he adds the background.
The production.
Stuff. Yeah, you
we'll
know.
We'll see. I mean, there's you been know, a trend that's been changing things up a little bit.
You know like, that he's going to add that stuff. He can't help himself.
Yeah, well, Southside will be out, and we'll find out how all of that shakes out.
Yep.
And finally, Kenny Chesney was named Humanitarian of the Year by the country radio broadcasters. His philanthropic work includes his aid in hurricane relief in the Virgin Islands following the devastation of Hurricane Irma in 2017. And speaking of Mr. Kenny Chesney, he has brand new music for us.
Wow.
Here and Now is his latest, and it's not, I have confirmed, all I can think was Here and Now, like that super cheesy night, like what, late 80s? It's not that one. It's a different Here and Now. He wrote his own. We'll play it for you right now. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
Seen the skyline of New York City, fireflies in Tennessee, sipped a little shine from a paper sack that'll knock the horns off a Cadillac. I must have sat on a dozen islands, watched the sun sink into the sea. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt and hat for my favorite place to be. It's here and now, nowhere else in this world tonight. You and me, ain't it good to be alive? Ain't no better place
They're waiting on what? Better get to living, cause all we got is here and now. Think I fell in love for the first time with the Gulf of Mexico. Thought I found a true love in Malibu, but that water was a little too cold. Yeah, I left a few tears in the rear view, one or two that were hard to forget. Why you think we call the present, cause there ain't no better gift than here and now. Nowhere else in this world than now. You and me ain't it good to be alive. Ain't no better place, ain't no better time than here and now. Everybody's waiting, but they're waiting on what? Better get to living, cause all we got is now. A lot of people dreaming about a one day Sunday is waiting just around the bend. I used to be one wondering when they come, but now I'm a living. Yeah, I'm living in the here and now. Nowhere else in this world than now. You and me ain't it good to be alive. Ain't no better place, ain't no better time than here and now. Everybody's waiting, but they're waiting on what? Better get to living, cause all we got.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
That's brand new music from Kenny Chesney. Look for him live in July. And we've got your free tickets to see him in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium, along with Old Dominion and Florida Georgia Line. So get your free tickets online at KZKX.com. Coming up in just a few minutes, good things. It's Kix.
Good morning.
It's Kix Mornings.
Wake you up.
With J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Every day at this time, we spread the good. Good things. And if you've got one, let us know about it. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. I got a listener's good thing coming up. But first, we'll start with Lauren.
Okay, my good thing comes out of New Jersey, where it starts with a guy named David Caldwell. His fiance went into labor 10 weeks early with their baby. And so they were in the NICU for a bit. Baby Zane, mom, everybody's good. But there was a nurse named Lisa who took care of baby Zane the whole time they were in the hospital. They all totally bonded and everything. And so before they left the hospital, they took a picture of baby Zane and nurse Lisa together. Well, when they got home, David started looking through his own photos, and his mom brought out photos and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And he found a photo of himself as a baby in the hospital. And David's fiance said, that nurse looks super familiar. 34 years ago, nurse Lisa was the person who took care of David when he was born. And so they found basically an identical photo from 34 years ago of nurse Lisa holding baby David.
That's so
and
cool.
Then nurse Lisa holding baby Zane now. So, of course, they had to go back to the hospital and find Lisa. And she has been there for about 40 years.
It's going to be a lot of pressure on Lisa to stick around long enough to have that kid.
I do not think she has any plans for that.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing is I want to tell you about the two very best friends in the whole wide world. Herman the Pigeon was a rescued pigeon. They found him at like a car dealership, and he was just chilling outside. And he hadn't moved. And they were like, what's going on? And then they realized Herman the Pigeon can't fly. So they took him to like their local animal shelter, and Herman the Pigeon began living at said local animal shelter. Now I'm going to tell you about the Chihuahua that he befriended. And this Chihuahua is named Lundy. Lundy is paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh.
And Lundy is like, looks like a forever puppy. Like it's the tiniest little Chihuahua you've ever seen. And they have become the very best friends in the whole wide world. So they started tweeting out photos of the two of them together, which I tweeted out at @Husker_Nick. I just popped that up for you. You can see it. It's adorable. The pigeon sitting on the head of the Chihuahua. It happens. And the two of them have been combined and now are being adopted together to a family. So the two very best dens in the whole wide world are going to be hanging out together.
Well,
forever.
That's adorable.
That's awesome. My good thing is passed on to us by a listener, Bobby Swanson, who their nephew qualified for the U.S. Open Bowling.
Okay. Which is being held here.
Right. Blake Ernest is a senior at Hastings College, and he had to put on hold his homework and everything else because he qualified for the U.S. Open. So he has been in town competing along with some professionals.
You get to compete with the best people in the right. nation at what you do, and you don't even have to, like, go anywhere. Stay in a hotel. You can just go home.
Exactly.
Is there a record or something you get for being mentioned in Good Things in two consecutive days? Because Bobby Swanson, that was his kid that I talked about yesterday that got out of the hospital.
Hey, you keep sending us good things. You never know what happens.
Yeah, we're going to keep talking about it. And rightfully so. Blake is a dang good bowler, and he made it in. So congrats to him and everybody who's been out. We've had some friends like Kelsey Dunkel and April and whatnot have been volunteering because they're great bowlers here in town. And the city getting the bowling community that it has here is amazing. And so to have the U.S. Open professional bowling here at Sun Valley Lands is a cool thing. You can actually get tickets for like the finals and stuff, which is on Sunday. Tickets are available. You can go grab those. Just look online.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, we'll get a redneck movie review for...
This is Kix Mornings with JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Moe Cephas.
Yeah. All right, y'all, now listen up. We got a new movie this week. It's called Call of the Wild. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hey, ain't that like the morning after a night of drinking and you grab the moonshine right when you get up? No, that's Hair of the Dog. You're close. Yeah. Ain't the same thing,
close,
y'all.
But not
if
quite.
Call of the Wild isn't a drink, it should be.
Right?
That sounds like it should
How
be
is
a,
it
drink
not a drink
name.
Yet.
Absolutely fantastic drink that possibly, I don't know what's wrong with this microphone, y'all. What is my cousin doing in here? Anywho, so Call of the Wild, it's one of them books that y'all had to read. And I say y'all because where I'm from, we don't read. But y'all had to read this as
Everybody
kids.
Read this in fourth grade.
Right.
It was one of the fourth, fifth grade.
We colored in a book that was the Call of the Wild book. That's how we do in Missouri, all right?
Something about a wolf.
Very similar to Iowa, except in Iowa, they don't actually have colors, y'all. They just have black and white because they don't understand the differences between red and blue and other colors. I digress. Anywho, Call of the Wild. It's about that book about a dog named Buck who was like a ritzy dog that gets lost in the wilderness and has some adventures.
The Yukon is a dangerous place. You never know what's coming. I came up here because I didn't want to be around anyone. And then I met Buck. He was a dog like no other. He'd been spoiled.
Out! Come on, Buck!
And he'd suffered.
Come on!
But he could not be broken.
Y'all, that is every man's dream. You grow up to be like 75, sound like a cratchety old coot who's just angry, and you come across a giant dog that is like knows the wilderness.
Right?
Did he say he could not be bought?
I don't know.
Broke.
Okay, I was like, he's like a dog. He doesn't care about money. Of course not, Harrison Ford.
Tell you what, man, that dog is like a wild horse up in Alaska, and it can't be broke. I tried riding it. It didn't break at all.
Everything Harrison Ford says has gravitas now.
Could you, like, y'all, could you just real quick, juice. For the sake of like stressing this, play the beginning of that again? Listen to this man's voice. I want to be an angry old coot like this someday.
The Yukon is a dangerous place.
He's the best.
You never know what's coming.
I don't want to be.
I want it like today I had orange juice.
I'm so angry about it.
Toast. It sounds like it's like heavy and dramatic, everything he says.
In my heart, too, he's sitting in a McDonald's. when he says this on Sunday, having flapjacks.
See, and the orange juice is pretty good at McDonald's, I would have to say.
Y'all, I'm sitting
here.
See,
that's what it's like living with him, like the plumber's coming.
Is there a moment?
Noon.
I just need to hear him go, damn kids. And their dog.
And their dog.
Anywho, so all right, so Call the Wild, go out and see this thing. It's going to be about that movie by Jack London. He wrote it, and it's going to be something you're going to want to see. So I'll give it 3. Bags of Pork Rinds. I would have given it 4, actually, had like I realized Harrison Ford's voice was as deep and angry as it sounds. Like, he is a cratchety old man now, and I am here for it. Like, that is awesome. It is all of our goals in life.
Very much so.
I'm moving to Alaska and being angry and finding a wild dog. That's my plans.
It could have goals.
Oh my God, those are good goals. I hope my wife plans on that too. By then, she'll be happy to be rid of me, y'all. It'll be all right. So, hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas, and I may not know how to read the credits at the end of the movie or remember the exit of this for some reason, but I know what a good movie is, right?
You're just a few seconds away with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
And if you'd like to go to the movies on us, we can hook you up right now, 466-9696 with our friends at the Grand Theater downtown. You can go check out Call the Wild or whatever movie you want to go see this weekend with the Grand Theater, brought to you by Wiley Education Services.
Wake up every day,
waking you up every morning
with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
We have the honor to have not only a Nebraska native fighting here and competing in one of the biggest fights around. Anthony Smith, good morning. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
UFC contender and big time down at Pinnacle Bank Arena coming up April 25th. Looking forward to seeing you fight, man.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I haven't fought in Nebraska since I've been in the UFC, obviously. And I made my pro debut here in Lincoln, so it's cool.
What's it like coming back and knowing you've got... One thing we know about Nebraska is we love our people from Nebraska. What's it like knowing that this entire state's going to wrap its arms around you? And when you walk out, that's probably going to be the loudest pop you've ever heard when you walk out and your music starts playing.
Man, I can already feel it already. Like, when the tickets started going on sale, like the pre-sale stuff, you like see the buzz and people are hitting you up all the time. Like, I was kind of nervous. I didn't know if people still remembered about me. You know what I mean? Like, I've been traveling, I've been fighting all over the world, and I've been excited to come back and kind of show what I've been doing. But yeah. I didn't know if people cared, and it's very clear they do.
Number 3 ranked light heavyweight, Anthony is in studio with us getting ready for his big fight. You kind of get that kind of tunnel vision. You're focused on your game, and you don't think about what is going on in the world, and everybody else is sitting there talking about you and how excited they are that you're coming back.
Yeah, that's a lot of it, man. I do so many different things. I'm an ESPN analyst, and I'm training. I got 3 kids and a wife, so like I've just kind of got my nose to the grindstone, and then you kind of pop your head up for a second. You're like, oh, wow, like people are going crazy, you know? And I just can't wait. I wish it was coming sooner.
Do you still have family that lives here in Nebraska? Do you ever come back to visit, or what's that?
I still live in Omaha.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
Okay.
Yeah, I still live in Omaha, and my entire family lives in Nebraska City and Bellevue area. So I do my training camps in Denver, and I travel to Denver Monday through Friday, and I fly home every weekend to see my family.
The 3rd-ranked light heavyweight contender, Anthony Smith, is in studio with us. You said you had kids at what ages?
8, 5, and 2.
Any of them want to get in the ring at some point in time?
No, they're all girls, and we're looking at volleyball and basketball. that's
all the other ones.
Yeah, that's the direction I want to go.
So there's a lot of kids, though, that'll be coming out to the UFC event. And I was telling these guys, your story's awesome. High school, dropped out, decided to work construction, went through, took a ton of fights at a young age, you know. People will look at your record and say, well, that looks a little different than the other ones. But that's how you got here. Like, that's what built you, right, into being Lionheart.
I took a terrible path, you know.
It was tough.
Yeah, it was hard. You know, I started fighting when I was 17 as an amateur. I dropped out of high school, and... I just found this fighting thing on accident. It was never meant to be a career. It was just something that I enjoyed doing, that I was could pass the time. It kept me out of trouble. And I took a lot of really tough fights early on in my career. Like, you know, I wasn't necessarily managed the best at the time, but I don't think anyone really knew what that meant back in those days. You know, like it was just... You got a fight offer, and you just went and fought, and you did what you could do. And as the game has evolved, you know, if you look at, like, my recent record, I think I'm, like, 18-2.
What would young you say to older you now?
And knowing who you fought,
you're
and
lying.
Who you beat.
That never happened.
That's a dream,
right? That's never going to happen. And like, if you would have told me that I had an opportunity to even step in the octagon with those guys, let alone beat them, I would have told you were lying. It's kind of the same with my opponent here in Lincoln. Glover Teixeira is a legendary guy. He's been around a long time. He came up in the Chuck Liddell era. You know, he fought John Jones for the title as well. He's just one of those good guys, you know? So, like, I'm just happy to have someone that we can bring to Lincoln that's a respectable guy that earned it and deserves it, and he's not going to be here trashing on our state and our city. Mm-hmm. He's just going to be happy to be here, and he's tough as they come.
You mentioned Chuck Liddell. Liddell actually owned a bar in Lincoln for a while, and my favorite Chuck Liddell story is I went into the bar, was a fat toad. I walk in and there's this big commotion going on because it's Chuck Liddell, right? One of the greatest UFC fighters ever. And I walk in and he literally had a lady sitting on his shoulder and he bought shots for everybody in the bar.
Wow.
And was just like, everybody have a drink. And we're like, man, you great fighter, awesome dude to hang out with. Just
I got an amazing Chuck Liddell story, actually. It's funny because my wife is here and she's going to be so mad at me.
Those are the best stories.
So all of a sudden, she's listening.
Right. So I'm fighting in Vegas. And obviously, Chuck Liddell, you know, is a pillar of the sport.
Yeah.
So anytime he walks through a casino or a hotel or something, it's pandemonium. I'm fighting on the card. And my wife and her friends are hanging out, and all of her friends are saying, oh, if Chuck Liddell comes through here, we're getting a picture. And I tell my wife, you're not getting a picture with Chuck Liddell. We can't do that because I don't want to be the guy whose wife is sprinting across the casino to go grab pictures with Chuck Liddell. That's a bad look, right? So I turn the corner, and listen, she doesn't care what I say. So I turn the corner. And I see them right in front of me, and her best friend and Chuck Liddell are taking a picture. And right at that moment, someone took a picture. You can see the picture of them with Chuck Liddell. And if you zoom in the back, there's just me standing there with my arms down by my side. Just shocked. My eyes are wide open, like, I can't believe she's doing this to me.
Oh, my God.
We joke about it all the time.
And for those of our listeners who don't know who Chuck Liddell is, Google Chuck Liddell.
Yeah.
And when you see the mohawk and everything, you'll notice him.
You'll recognize him.
Yeah, I get it.
And scroll over the picture of him with my wife.
Oh, man. Anthony, thank you so much for coming in studio and hanging out with us a little bit. We are looking forward to April 25th. It looks like it's going to be a good time. Tickets are available. Get all the details, Facebook or Twitter as well. The third-ranked light heavyweight contender, Anthony Smith, from Omaha, Nebraska, fighting at PBA. It's going to be cool.
Awesome, man. Thank you, guys.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And we've got a special treat for you in the next 3 weeks with Get It Off Your Chest. You have a chance to win your way to the UFC Fight Night.
Oh, buddy.
So if you want to participate in that, you can start doing it now on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Just look for the Get It Off Your Chest hashtag for your chance to be in for Fight Night.
And technically, today's a win them before you can buy them.
That's true.
Pre-sale goes on at 10.
Even more special reasons to hang out with us and Anthony Smith in the UFC. Coming up, Out of Context Contest, Dash Jason Aldating.
Turn up the radio. Kix Mornings with JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
Good morning.
On Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
Thank God he left his shiv at home.
What in the world were you thinking?
It was a little hard to follow. He was admittedly a little hard to follow.
What were you thinking?
It might be the final day to get in on the big love.
Yeah!
I don't think it means what you think it means.
All right, it's time to play everybody's favorite game. It is Out of Context Contest with a shot to go to the Russ's Wine and Food Experience at the Embassy Suites next Friday night.
Nice.
With almost 100 booths of goodies for you to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Go hungry.
Yeah, go hungry and be ready to have a lot of fun.
Yes.
Maybe like a protein bar at about 1.
Exactly, yes.
And some water. And that way you can prepare yourself because you're not going to eat all that.
No, you can't sample everything. There's too many. There, you have to pick and choose.
I would definitely effort.
Yes, you have to do your best.
We'll give Chris the chance to effort her way down to the Russ's Market Wine and Food Experience. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. How well do you think you know the show?
I hope pretty well.
Okay. All right. We'll find out.
All right. Happy going to be 58 degrees tomorrow, Eve. as it is, because I'm excited about
like that.
All right, Chris, here's what we're going to do. We are going to play some audio for you that I took out of the show, out of context, and then I'll give you three options, an A, a B, and a C. Two of them hopefully are funny jokes, and one of them is the truth, but a lot of times the truth is crazy as well, so just be aware of that. So here we go. Here's your first piece of audio on Out of Context Contest. She realized being covered in butter was not where she wanted to be in life.
Right, sure.
Yeah!
Wow. All right. Okay. Hey, if you want to play these, if you want to play these after,
yeah,
so we can be sure. This way she'll know if it matches or not.
You got it.
Husker Nick was telling the story of a young, freshly out of college, Lauren Silverman, and why she stopped working as an acrobatic dancer at the lumberyard. She realized being covered in butter was not where she wanted to be in life.
Right, sure.
B, B, you like that I switched it to an acrobatic dancer, by the way, now? Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
B, Husker Nick's daughter dumped an entire bucket of popcorn over her head at a movie on Valentine's Day. Yeah, I know. Who in their right mind gives a one-year-old a bucket of popcorn?
She realized being covered in butter was not where she wanted to be.
All right. And then C, Liz, she's got like nine jobs. She decided to try to work at a movie theater based on my recommendation because I used to work there. She quit after a week because the amount of butter she was getting on her clothes.
She realized being covered in butter was not where she wanted to be in life.
Right.
I'll say it, B.
B it is.
B is right.
That is correct.
On Valentine's Day, we took my little kiddos to go see Sonic the Hedgehog, which was good, by the way. And my daughter dumped an entire bucket of, like a large, full bucket of popcorn over her head. Gosh,
she was not excited about it.
All right, so Chris has got a point. Here's number two at Out of Context Contest. Sometimes you go a little too hard, too fast.
Yeah!
Okay, JP was talking about his last trip to the Golden Corral.
Sometimes you go a little too hard, too fast.
B, JP's talking about canoodling.
Sometimes you go a little too hard, too fast.
Or C, JP's talking about getting in a new relationship.
Sometimes you go a little too hard, too fast.
C.
It is C. You know you wanted to say A. Just admit it. That was
I actually did.
Yeah.
What was that laugh?
That's the
creepy from
I Find You.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Crashers Girl.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'm excited for this one.
Chris, you got 2 points. You need one more to win the game.
Yes.
If not, Laura and Dawn are waiting there to steal it away.
All right.
Our final piece at Out of Context Contest.
I got up and walked across the hall to ask him to maybe stop.
Yeah.
And I opened the door and he is 100% naked, like staring out the window.
Yeah!
Where are you going with this
one? And that is why Lauren will never go to Stampede again. Thanks a lot,
JP. I got up and walked across the hall to ask him to maybe stop.
Yeah.
And I opened the door and he is 100% naked, like staring out the window.
And B on this one is, and that is how Rod Fowler got Lauren to stop being on the news.
I got up and walked across the hall to ask him to maybe stop.
Yeah.
And I opened the door and he is 100% naked, like staring out the window.
Ugh, naked Rod Fowler.
Or C, and that is how Lauren's father tried to ruin her wedding day.
I got up and walked across the hall to ask him to maybe stop.
Yeah.
And I opened the door and he is 100% naked, like staring out the window.
Wow.
It's C, Lauren's dad.
It is C.
A or B was very believable, by the way.
No!
Either of those. Rod Fowler.
Thinking Rod Fowler. Yeah.
Like A was naked you, so
hey, I'm okay with naked me. Naked Rod Fowler, not so much. Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations, Chris.
You're a hypocrite.
Thank you.
You know the show, and therefore you and a friend are going to go get some wine and some food on us in Rush's Market with the Wine and Food Experience coming up next Friday at the NBC Suites.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And hang on for your chance to play more big games with us.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We've got your shot to join us at the UFC Fight Night with Anthony Lionheart Smith. Country
Morning. With JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. On Kix 96.9.
Enough is enough!
I take a flamethrower to this place!
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's
all right!
We've all got places to go! We've all got places to go!
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
It's time to rant and rave about something that's just torquing you off.
And we have plenty of people that have chosen to get in early for this one.
Well, because With that, you're going to get a chance to give us your best rap. And if you have the best of the best, you're going to go watch one of the best fighters around, Anthony Lionheart Smith, right from here in Nebraska, compete in UFC Fight Night at PBA coming up on April 25th.
And we thought this was super appropriate to put with Get It Off Your Chest.
Right, exactly.
Because watching other people punch each other can be very cathartic. Oh,
it's therapeutic.
And we don't want you to hit anybody. Because right. That's illegal. Totally legal is watching other people do it.
You'll get arrested.
So, exactly.
Or just sit and watch people do it and you'll feel better.
Exactly. And, I mean, that looks exhausting anyway. So. we start with an anonymous message.
Okay.
When you're married, but your spouse insists on referring to everything as theirs instead of ours.
What?
Not cool.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's mine.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Mm. My money and my house and my... Nope.
No, that's not good.
No. Also, no. I understand why that person wanted to remain anonymous.
On Twitter, my wife goes out drinking with her friends, comes in loud because she's two sheets past the wind and almost woke up the kids. Be quiet next time, you rookie. That's from Fresh 402. So it's just like that. You can yell about things on online as well.
We have some more anonymous ones. Would you like another anonymous
one? Give me another one. Yep.
Here's another anonymous one. When management decides that because people are leaving the company, they're going to cross-train everyone instead of hiring more people. Like, we need more bodies, more hands, not a redistributed overload of extra work.
Yeah.
That's why people are leaving in the first place. And then that was... followed up with a gift that says, screw work, I say, as I continue to turn up on time every day. You know what? I don't even care anymore, I say, as I continue to work hard.
So it's just that easy. You can do it online, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And you can stay anonymous by direct messaging us and letting us know, anonymous, please. And we'll add you to the phone calls.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
466-9696. If you've got something you've got to get off your chest and you've got the best rant, you're going to UFC Fight Night. It's your chance to get loud and yell about stuff.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
And we'll trade you your rant for tickets to the UFC Fight Night featuring Anthony Smith. You just have to get it on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969.
The anonymous ones today are coming in fast and furious.
Okay.
This one says, I'm so tired of people not wiping their feet and tracking rock salt everywhere inside. You don't understand how hard it is to sweep and mop up.
Oh, I bet that's a mess.
Here's another anonymous one. When your boss repeatedly yells at you for the same thing that other coworkers get away with. Not fair. Here's another one. When you let a family member borrow your truck and they refuse to give it back to you until 9 months later, and then they give it back to you destroyed.
Wow.
Not awesome.
Nope.
Man.
On Twitter, Harris564, a month away from baby number three being born, and now the other two decide they don't want to sleep through the night. They better get over this because I don't think we can survive three kids being up all night. Okay, I don't think my wife can. I slept through it all.
You might not be the one that should be writing to get it off your chest at that point.
466-9696. We've got Carolyn coming up, a couple more anonymous ones as well. And you can also post on Facebook and Twitter, KX969, to get it off your chest.
And someone's going to fight night.
Giving up
every morning.
This is Kix Mornings with JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Your chance to get it off your chest. You'll feel better to rant about something and go into the weekend refreshed and knowing that you might win tickets to UFC Fight Night with Anthony Smith from right here in Nebraska competing. Pinnacle Bank Arena. This is a win before you can buy because tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m., by the way.
So many anonymous ones.
Okay.
This one, when you give your college-age child several hundred dollars for car repairs, and she comes home 2 weeks later with a new tattoo.
Liz?
Right?
Another one. My sister hasn't talked to me in 2.5 weeks now because she canceled on us for babysitting our son an hour before we were supposed to go out, and I told her I was disappointed.
That's funny.
Shannon on Twitter, when I go play bunco with friends and my husband doesn't do the dishes or bathe our youngest and then states I'm two sheets to the wind. I was not. I was 1.5 sheets, you jerk. Mama needed some time. Hi, Kix, get it off your chest. Oh,
nope. Hold on.
There we go.
Okay, so my fiance and I are tow truck drivers in Omaha.
Yep.
So to the people, the idiot drivers on 80 in Omaha, get the
look over when you see a tow truck. These are our lives we're talking about, people. Just move over.
Driving on that interstate right there is like one of the scariest places I've ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's try being out in it, hooking up a car.
I do not envy you.
Bless you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Man. Rush hour, either in the morning or the afternoon in Omaha, everybody's going like 15 over. So if you're but the moment you do it, the cops will get you.
Oh, of course.
Like, that's just how it works. And you're so scared to merge. You're like, oh, God, 84th Street. I got to get over on 72nd. It's going to be here soon. This is the worst.
Like, lies out there.
It is terrible.
Got another one?
Yeah, many.
Okay, go for it.
When your ex gets mad because you left him, so he decides to call or message your whole family and say that he kicked you out and lies. Just grow up. When your significant other used to work for their family's small business, and because they're the family, they're the last to get paid if they ever get paid at all, and then the family gets mad because you decide to seek out other employment. We don't work for free.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
Oh my God. My family is notorious for being UFC fans, and yesterday we took a picture with Anthony Smith in here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I send the picture to my family, and I'm thinking, man, they're going to think this is super cool. One of my brothers sends me back, man, that dude makes you look like you're built like a fire hydrant. I hate you. Like, yes, he's 6'3", 215. I'm 5'10", 215.
Look, he's a professional athlete.
Right,
his whole job is to work out.
There is a different build we're talking about here. No need to call me a fire hydrant.
If you trained professionally 5 days a week, probably you'd be in shape like him, too. God, that's his whole job.
This is like the time my wife said that rival dad, who is my best friend, that is better than me at everything. He's like washboard abs and all that stuff. She always says that he's like a show pony and I'm like a Clydesdale. What does that mean? I don't even know. Like, yeah, he's a show pony.
Is a show pony a compliment?
You know, rival dad. Yeah. He's a peacock, man.
Like, that one Denver Broncos meme of the dude. Right. He's like, rawr.
I'm literally here to do work and he just looks pretty. What is that about?
Let's get one more and then you can get it off your chest with us for the next couple weeks and win your way to the UFC fight night. Good morning.
Okay. It has been a heck of a less than 30 days. I hired this girl to work underneath me that I've known since junior high. I bought her a Chromebook, bought her business cards, started training her, and also she started kind of being a bee to me.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, what is going on? And she's like, well, you keep micromanaging me. I'm like, what? I'm training you.
How can you be micromanaged on something you don't know how to do yet?
Right.
Exactly. And I'm like, and the fact that you can be sued and now you're showing up drunk to businesses and you're talking about your fiance's thing down there to other men.
What?
Wait, what?
Setting.
What?
Oh, yeah.
This is escalating quickly.
I know, right?
Whoa.
Like, talk about a liability. Here you go.
Yeah.
No kidding. Was almost a candidate for Make It Right.
Hold on. So, let's see. She was mad at her boss for micromanaging her while she was training her. She showed up drunk to work. Is that what she said?
That's what
when you could be sued. And then she's talking about her husband's private area to other business. Like, what more could you do to get canned quickly?
Is she trying to get fired?
I know. Like, at
that
point, it's like it's obvious this is on purpose.
There you go. That's how you do it. Get it off your chest.
I have one I need to add. Okay. This person wants to yell at the person last week who pointed out that in the Sam Hunt song, Kinfolk, he said kinfolks. And she was like, I've never heard any. You can't pluralize it like that. That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Well, this person wants to yell at that person because now she can't unhear it. And it makes her mad every time she hears it.
We need to give out UFC tickets every week.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. Don't miss this.
Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
We'll pick out a winner coming up and let you know about it. On the way, we'll get you a chance to win your way to Tortuga with your first keyword of the day.
J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick.
Turn it off once I turn it on.
Turn it up.
Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
Are you going to touch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
Skittles is enjoying my hot body.
We all enjoy his hot body. You can see it live on Facebook.
And an armadillo.
And Fez the armadillo is here, too.
And having JP turn to John and say, hey, what do you call your armadillo? Is much less questionable given that there is an actual armadillo in the room. It sounded like a personal
question. Can you make your armadillo pop out and surprise everybody?
He's going to do that.
Well, actually, if I put my armadillo down, he will pop out.
So when you're holding it, it stays curled up.
Right.
But when you let go of it, it just like extends
right. So
out.
Let me put it down.
Take your hands off your armadillo once in a while.
Here we go.
Plop your armadillo on the desk.
There you go. I am just plop my armadillo on the desk.
That is a furry armadillo.
Isn't that though?
I didn't realize that they had that much hair on them.
Well, the hair is so they can feel where they're going. It's like cat whiskers.
Oh, is this armadillo, is Fez old then? Because I figured that you had gray hair on your armadillo. But like, that's really gray.
Fez is not a young armadillo.
Okay. Yeah.
But
he's adorable.
Fez has a little girlfriend named Fizz.
Oh, Fizz and Fez.
Fez and Fizz.
Aww.
And we hope that we get little Fezzits or Fizzettes.
Now,
when Fez walks around, he looks like a bowling ball with an agenda.
He does.
Whatever is going on in his head, there is a serious inner monologue.
And there's probably about as brilliant as a bowling ball with an
bowling ball with an agenda.
Because he's just kind of like Husker Nick. All he's doing is sniffing for food. Or the girl.
Adorable and looking to eat food. That sounds right.
Or his girlfriend, one or the other.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You know.
The armadillos fascinate me because, like, for some reason, they just feel like such a close, like how dinosaurs had the big, you know, the horns or the big, you know, spikes and all. They're specific with the shell and everything. They just look so dinosaur-like to me. It's
right.
Weird.
Well,
they're not
Nebraska.
You know how
I'm
trying to say
have
it.
A big looking creature like this called the Glyptodon, and you can see that down at Morrill Hall.
Yeah,
and they're huge.
I love those.
Yeah. Fun to say right. too.
You know, just this barn.
I said it's fun to say too. Glyptodon.
Glyptodon, an armadillo. Yeah. We're using big fancy words today. Exactly.
It's just like the millions of years of evolution. Like, it's just fun to see how
now,
that.
Isn't Fez also a big celebrity?
Fez is. I mean, he's really stepping down to come in here because, you know, he has been on the cover of National Geographic.
Wow. Stepping down.
Your armadillo has been on the cover of a magazine?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. Full color on the cover.
Is there anything that your armadillo has not done over
here?
My
armadillo's also been on
National
TV. Is he
vibrating?
TV.
Is he shaking?
He's shaking.
Aww.
Fez. Well,
what were you going to say, just, John?
I think he's intimidated by the fame of all you in the room.
Oh, exactly. My. Yeah.
He's more famous than
Fez
us.
Fez having a little stage fright. Your armadillo a little nervous.
We'll roll him up tight. He's a three-banded armadillo. He's got three bands.
So do they actually roll around?
No.
Or do they just, they'll just roll up and sit there?
He rolls up to protect his
that's
little,
just cartoons.
Right.
Exactly. There you go. He's just got his vulnerable parts all tucked in here and protected.
Sure. A lot of my knowledge of animals comes from cartoons.
I mean, maybe if he rolled up to protect himself and also was at the top of a giant hill, it might accidentally happen.
Yeah, he would tuck his head and roll. Sure, Lauren.
Like, as far as I know, coyotes always fall off cliffs if there's one nearby. Yeah.
Especially when there's a roadrunner nearby.
Yeah, yes.
Roly-poly. Or whatever, you know.
And they go, on the way down.
Yeah, exactly.
On the way down.
To me, that's the real world. Yeah.
Only after the Ace or the Acme something didn't work right.
Yeah, right. Sure. There's an anvil.
The Acme anvil. Exactly. Right, Fezzy? He's pretty cute.
But this is going to be an excellent weekend for the zoo.
It is. Come on out Saturday. The weather's going to be really, really great. You know, the giraffes will be anxious to see you and be fed because they're hungry. They haven't had a lot of visitors during the colder weather. Okay, so coming out. The tigers were even romping yesterday in the sunshine in the afternoon.
They were
having a lot of fun. So the zoo is open every day, 10 to 5. Like you said, Lauren, the weather's going to be really good. Mm-hmm. If you want to meet Fez, go to zoo camps. We got a lot of zoo camps happening this summer. Great bargain, too.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I had my neighbor kid point out to me, and he is 5.
Okay.
So I want you to know. He's one I always tell you about, obsessed with the zoo.
Right.
Wants to be a zookeeper, really all those things. He was listening last week when we were talking about the monkeys and how you said you almost had to show them videos so the monkeys knew what to get going on and all the business to do.
Right.
He asked me why you wouldn't have just made them go over by the tortoises.
Well, that's a smart question. Because
those tortoises are always getting busy.
Kind of natural for the tortoises, I think.
Their methods wouldn't look just like how a monkey would do it.
And the tortoises, Lauren, as your kids have witnessed, there's a lot of grunting. A lot of grunting going on. man. That's a good breeding tortoise sound.
Yeah,
there, right?
You're welcome.
You didn't record that.
Acting.
Like, I had to have a conversation about the birds and the bees with my son because of your tortoises. Well, Daddy, what are they doing? Heimlich maneuver. She's choking right now.
And a lot of parents educate their children about different things when there's different behaviors going on at the zoo. But it's a learning opportunity.
It is.
We should add that to our welcome video of Lauren doing the hi, welcome to Lincoln Children's Zoo. This is Lauren.
Could we get a video that's a wide shot where they're doing that and Lauren's standing on the side yelling at them at the same time?
We should definitely do that.
That'd be so good.
I could encourage them.
When the weather warms, we'll get you out there.
You put them up.
Making amorous tortoise vocalization.
You've been looking for your real real talent in life.
Yep.
You might go famous.
We found it.
This might be a YouTube. So. This might go viral. We really got to do this.
All right.
Hey, the zoo is open every day, 10 to 5. Okay. Get your membership now. Go to LincolnZoo.org and I'll see you at the zoo.
Good morning.
This is Kix Mornings.
Wake you up.
With JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
Sing along.
Fake news.
I can hardly believe.
And we bring in our roving reporter, Wendy. Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. How about yourself?
What are you doing this morning?
I am going now to get my hair all fancied up for a junior ROTC military ball that I'm going to today.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. That sounds fun.
Okay.
It is fun.
Give you something else that's fun is going to the Russ's Market Wine and Food Experience coming up next Friday at the Embassy Suites.
Yes.
Okay. So all you have to do is correctly identify what's real and what's fake in these headlines, and you're going to go to the event next Friday. So here is your first headline. A park in Florida had to close because of a massive snake orgy. Is that a real or fake headline?
Real.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. I mean, I'd leave.
I've lived in Florida. I know what it's like down there.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
There's nothing like trying to have a picnic and get interrupted by a dozen horny snakes. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, indeed.
They posted on the City of Lakeland Park and Rec Facebook page that it appears they've congregated for mating. They're non-venomous, but once the mating's over, and they should probably go their own ways, but we cannot rule out that happening. So please avoid the park until they're done doing the business.
So yuck.
Got one right. Headline number two in Fake News Friday. The first all-robot restaurant is opening in Las Vegas.
True.
Actually, no, that's fake. Although, it'd be
fun. It seems like it certainly could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds like it'd be a good time.
I mean, run by robots, not for feeding robots.
No, that'd be really weird.
Because they don't eat food.
Why would you feed the robots?
I don't know. It wouldn't make sense. It's a bad business model.
Well, being with Vegas, too, I assumed. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it seems like anything happens in Vegas, that'd be one thing that would happen there. All right, so you got a chance to redeem yourself with this headline, final one in fake news. A guy in a committed relationship with a ghost celebrated Valentine's Day by having a threesome with another ghost. Is that a real or fake headline? That is... Unfortunately, that is a true story that is out there.
Yeah.
You've heard that one.
I just happened to see this one happening in Jersey City, New Jersey. There's a guy named Gary, and he's in a committed relationship for the past 2 years with a ghost named Lisa. Well, it turns out...
I feel like ghosts are supposed to be from longer ago than to be named Lisa.
Well, hey, the movie Ghosts with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. Right, I feel like ghosts are named Agatha or something, not like, this is Brittany the ghost.
So, apparently, it turns out if you're having... if you're canoodling with a supernatural being, you need to spice things up every once in a while. So, Gary and Lisa the ghost went out on Valentine's Day. First, they ate popcorn and ice cream sundaes because, quote, we both think that going out on Valentine's Day is overpriced and overrated. They watched their favorite movie, which ironically is Ghost.
Ghost? Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Then
happens when the ghost eats? We ate together?
Right.
I didn't think, even if you're fully believing in ghosts, I didn't know that you thought that they ate. All right, go on.
And then they had their first threesome with one of Lisa's ghost friends, Sadie.
Oh my God.
Gary says, quote, it was Lisa's idea for the threesome. Her only rule is that she doesn't want to be me kissing her friend.
It's not funny because it's crazy.
This is ridiculous, right? This is so ridiculous.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, either way, congratulations, Wendy. You are our winner today.
If you were going to be in a relationship with a ghost, wouldn't you think you'd pick one that was secure enough to let you do whatever you want? Not to have rules about who else you're kissing.
I love that you dig deep on these stories for us, Lauren. It makes it that much more fun.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I just got a text from my husband. They eat ghost peppers. Oh, wow. That was...
Get up. This is Kix Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Is all the tickets. We've got a lot for you to delve into, so just go with me on this one. First of all, as we mentioned, Anthony Smith from Omaha competing in the UFC Fight Night coming up in April at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Yep, right here in Lincoln.
Those tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. And keep listening for your chance to win tickets from us with Get It Off Your Chest every Friday for the next couple weeks. So you got that there. We've got some big concerts coming up this week. On Sunday at the Bourbon Theater, we've got Casey Donahue, which will be huge. Then Tuesday's Tanya Tucker at the Bourbon Theater. And then Saturday's Zach Brown Band.
Everybody is coming to see us.
Saturday's at Friday. Saturday, the 29th.
Okay.
It was written wrong here.
Yes, Saturday is the 29th.
So we've got all of those shows next week. So Sunday, Tuesday, and Saturday with us. And then we also have the boys of Rascal Flatts, and their tickets go on sale today for their show in August.
Yep. And all next week, we'll be giving away Zach Brown tickets.
Yes, that is correct. We'll have all your chances at Zach Brown Band tickets throughout the week with Just a Second. And JP ruins your...
JP's going to ruin some Zach Brown songs.
Songs. We'll next do all of that for you. But again, so we'll have all the details, as always, on our conscious page at KZKX.com. The pre-sale for Rascal Flatts will be on our Facebook page, as well as the UFC Fight Night. So we're going to have a lot of fun with you in the next couple of weeks.